The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say that Eric Metaxas is a penny pincher, but truth be told,
he made me buy my own microphone.
And I'm not even broadcasting from a studio.
I'm sitting inside a refrigerator box in my garage.
Whoops, better hurry up. The wife is backing in the car. Here's Mr. Moneybags himself.
Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, that really makes me feel guilty. I'm not treating Todd right. What I really need to do is fire him. Because this is unacceptable. Albin, please make a note of that. Hey, folks, today, every day I talk about religious freedom on this program, don't I? I think I do. Just about every single day I usually mention the Alliance Defending Freedom, and I'm asking folks to help them help Americans with religious liberty cases. I thought, wouldn't it be great to get somebody from the Alliance Defending Freedom who's in the middle of these battles, tremendous battles, often with the U.S. Supreme Court on the issue of religious liberty, something that we understood as a nation but have ceased to understand. So now we have to have big court cases. And if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, I don't know how people like Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop and others would defend themselves. They wouldn't be able to defend themselves. Alliance Defending Freedom is stepping up. So I want to talk to Matt Sharp, is the senior counsel and director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy at the Alliance Defending Freedom. And he's on the line right now. Matt Sharp, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, there's so much to talk about, but maybe we can start with this Pascha Thomas case. I just last week mentioned that on the air. For those who aren't familiar with this, please tell us what is going on. This is a huge case right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pascha Thomas is a mother in Decatur, Georgia, and her 5-year-old daughter was sadly assaulted in the girls' bathroom by a young boy that had been allowed to use that under the school district's policy that said boys who identify as girls are allowed to use the girls' facilities. And so as a result of this very bad policy, Pascha's young daughter was sexually assaulted. And this goes to show what we've been talking about with the dangers of adopting these policies and of schools allowing students to use the restrooms of the opposite sex.
Well, I don't really understand. How can a little kid identify as gender fluid? I have in my notes here that in Decatur, Georgia, at the Oakhurst Elementary School, this boy who identifies as gender fluid entered the girls' room and somehow sexually assaulted this little girl. I mean, was it actually a sexual assault or was it just an assault? Or what are we talking about? This sounds so bizarre.
Yeah, the school district's policy made this possible. It was passed sort of under the cover of darkness about 2 years ago, and it said we're going to allow students to make their own determinations of whether they're transgender, gender fluid, however they identify, and we're going to respect the desires of the child in this area rather than establishing good policies that protect safety and privacy. And so as a result of this, as Pascha's daughter was using the restroom, this young boy that identifies as gender fluid was also dismissed and went in there and did assault her in a sexual nature.
Do we know how old this boy was?
He was actually in the same grade as Pascha's daughter. And so, again, a very young child that obviously has issues going on. But what the bigger problem is the school enabling this. And
well, who identified him as gender fluid? That's just insanity. What does that even mean for a 5-year-old? Did they ask the boy?
Yeah, that, I think that's part of what the investigation that the Department of Education is launching is looking into. But under these school policies, and Decatur is unfortunately not alone in this, but it really is determined by the child. And so if a child walks in and says, this is what I am, or this is how I identify today, these schools essentially say, okay, we're not going to question that. We're not going to determine whether that there's better accommodations we can offer. Rather, we're just going to let you use whatever restroom or facility you want to, regardless of the impact it has on other students.
Well, it's just a stunning thing that it's possible for a little girl to be exposed to anything of any kind of a sexual nature when she just wants to go to the bathroom. I mean, the fact that, because we all know that there are very troubled kids out there. We don't know anything, it seems, about this boy. But the very idea that it's described as something of a sexual nature at this age, it's just horrifying. But you're telling me that the school had this policy so they could not stop this boy from going into the girls' bathroom.
Not only that, but after all of this, you would think the school might reconsider its policy. It hasn't done so. You would think the school might even just say, look, maybe we ought to make sure Pasha's daughter and this boy are no longer in the same classroom. That didn't happen as well. It left Pasha with the only option of taking her daughter out of that school, something any parent would do when the school was so unresponsive to what happened here. And that just shows that this is not about, you know, trying to keep the student's interest first, but it's about the school standing by this very dangerous, unsafe policy, even in light of evidence of the harm it resulted in to Pasha's daughter.
Well, I think what you see happening over and over, Matt, is that people have no courage when it comes to these kinds of cultural issues. In other words, everybody knows right now the easy thing to do is to go along with this sort of, you know, transgender trend. And if you buck it, people are going to say, well, are you a bigot? And so typically people in authority, school authorities, people in corporations, they have very little courage. In other words, they just want to do whatever they need to do to not get in trouble. And in this case, who's going to suffer? The kids. So they're not doing their job, and they're forcing this mother to take her little girl out of the school because they refuse to do their job. I mean, that strikes me as what is happening here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The school has a lot of options that it could have offered to this young boy, of giving him a single-user restroom that he has access to. But what it should never do is adopt a broad, sweeping policy that says, use whatever restroom you want. Go in there when little girls are in there. And that is the danger of these policies, is rather than taking a stand and saying, no, we're not going to compromise the privacy and safety of our other students. We're going to find solutions, but we're not going to do it at the expense of everyone else. They took the route to say, no, let's just adopt this broad sweeping policy. Let's not have the courage to take a stand and say, is this really best for all of our students? We're not going to do anything to compromise the safety of Pasha's daughter and others like her.
I didn't think when I grew up there we would be in a world that is in some ways crazy. This is craziness. When you cannot have the common sense to say that a five-year-old should not be given the option to identify as anything other than what he is, which is a little boy. The idea that this kid is gender fluid. I mean, the question is, did a doctor say that he needs to be treated this way? Did his parents say it? We don't really have those facts. But the idea that these schools are so afraid of doing something wrong that they're allowing this to go on, it really is a kind of madness. I think we have to call it what it is. It's a kind of madness, but it has to do with religious liberty in this case, because as Alliance Defending Freedom has said over and over and over, people who believe that men are men and women are women, we're being treated like we're this crazy minority when most Americans understand these ideas. But these transgender trends have just been pushed on us. And here you have a case where this woman, Pasha Thomas, is not being treated right. Now, what are you and what is ADF looking for in this case? Because you said that this woman, who is suing whom and what are the details of that suit?
As things stand right now, we had worked with Pasha to file a complaint with the federal government, with the Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, and we were encouraged to see that the federal government is taking a look at this and launching an investigation into the school district, because their concern is not only is, you know, this a dangerous policy, but the school district may have violated federal law by adopting this policy, not responding appropriately to what happened, and creating a hostile environment for Pasha's daughter and other young girls at this school. So that's a bright light in all of this, is that we now have a federal government that's taking these issues seriously. And so we're going to continue to work throughout that investigatory process. But at the end of the day, what we're wanting is a good policy in place, one that ensures something like this doesn't happen, one that ensures that girls' showers, locker rooms, and restrooms are reserved for girls, and that young men and boys don't have access to them.
Hang on one second, folks. We're going to be right back. We're talking with the Alliance Defending Freedom's Matt Sharp on the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm loving you so much, Mo. Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. It's the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
It was shocking to me that the government would try to take away my freedoms and force me to create something that went against my faith.
That's Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, who was sued for living out his religious beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom took his case all the way to the United States Supreme Court, which recently gave Jack a big victory. But apparently, that win wasn't enough for the Colorado government, because it is harassing him again. Yes, you heard that right. This time, we are taking the fight to the government, but we can't do this without your help. Right now, your gift of $100 will help Jack and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight against a hostile government. Call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. If it can happen to Jack, it can happen to you or any of us that values religious freedom. Call 800-556-2770 or click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
With a little help. this whole damn thing work out? With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're talking with Matt Sharp, who's a senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And we're talking about religious liberty. Matt, I have to ask you, right now there is so much misunderstanding about religious liberty in America. Why do you think it is that what really wasn't an issue 20 or 40 years ago is suddenly an issue, and Alliance Defending Freedom has to step up and be defending all kinds of people left and right because there are so many crazy situations suddenly popping up? Am I wrong in thinking that it's more of a recent thing, that it wasn't happening some decades ago?
Yeah, I agree. This has definitely been a growing trend within the past 2 years. And I think it's a couple things. One, I think there's a loss of respect for the importance that religion plays in the lives of so many people. When you hear stories, people saying that Jack Phillips just baked the cake and things like that, and they don't recognize that for Jack, this is about a biblical view of marriage and his desire to do his artistic design with cakes consistent with that. And so I think there's just a lot of people look at religion and say, oh, that's just something you do on the side, and not realizing that it is core to the lives of so many Americans.
Well, I'll make my point later. Go ahead.
And then I was just going to say, and I also think there's a growing just pure hostility, like a view that not only are these beliefs, you know, something you do on the side, but they are terrible beliefs to have to begin with. And a view from, you know, live and let live, and we can have different views about a lot of issues, including religion, to no, your view is wrong, it's bad, it's awful, it's bigoted, and we must drive it out and punish you for even holding such a view.
Well, I think you're right in saying these things. And this is why I guess I want to say to my listeners, folks, if you do not fight, if you do not understand that we're going through a tough time, you better vote. You better get your friends to vote. And you better, if you can, give to organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom, because they are pretty much all that stands between us and a country that demonizes people of faith as bigoted. Now, again, I always want to be clear. This is not about defending Christians or anything like that. If you're a Christian, you understand that you're supposed to stand up for everybody. So religious liberty is for everybody. But we're living at a strange time right now where people seem to think that biblical values, which are basic and which have been taken for granted in this culture for a long time, that suddenly they're on the wrong side of history. Suddenly, if you disagree with whatever the pundits or the cultural elites are saying is true, somehow you're bigoted. And we need to understand, I think everyone in America needs to understand the basics here, that when we have this thing called religious freedom in America, what it means is the government, now listen carefully because I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying here. The government can't take sides on issues that touch on the ultimate questions, right? Religion touches on the ultimate question. What is a man? What is a woman? How do they relate? What is marriage? All of these basic things. What is sexuality? What's appropriate sexually? All these are big questions. And typically the government has stayed out of this. But suddenly now we're having the government forcing views on Americans with regard to marriage, with regard to transgender, a number of these things. You just mentioned it, Matt, with this Pasha Thomas case, that the government is kind of pushing with all the might and main of the state, with all the tax dollars that we give the state and all the power that you get from those tax dollars. They are pushing a view that is actually now limiting the religious liberty of people who have traditional values. So that if I say, well, I don't want my daughter to go into a restroom if there are young men in there who are, you know, playing these head games that they say, I'm a girl, or maybe they think they're a girl, but we don't know. It's now incumbent on your average American to stand up for religious liberty and to say, we've got to be careful. We've got to be careful about going with the flow, going with the cultural flow, because the cultural flow is now really discriminating against people who were either serious about their Jewish faith, serious about their Islamic faith, serious about their Christian faith. Those people are having their own religious liberties abrogated. And that's why Alliance Defending Freedom has to step up. And so it's a strange thing because it's not about defending Christians. It's about defending a principle of the U.S. Constitution. I just want to be really clear about that.
That's right. And unfortunately, even with policies like the transgender policies we're discussing, they're being even enforced on churches. So we had cases we had to file in Iowa and Massachusetts where the local governments were saying, churches, you must open up your restrooms to the opposite sex because you are open to the public. And so now we've got even efforts to go in churches and micromanage how they use their restrooms and locker and other changing facilities. And all the church is wanting to do is operate consistent with a biblical view of male and female, and yet the government is enforcing these policies or trying to, even in congregations and churches.
I mean, it really is madness. But I'll tell you, if people don't fight this, then it's on them. And so I want to say to all the people listening to me right now, if this stuff rubs you the wrong way, if you understand that there are problems, the world's going crazy, you need to do something. First of all, to any extent that you can be involved in government, in school government, whatever it is, get involved. At least vote, folks. At least vote. Because right now in America, we're seeing a takeover of radical of people with radical views. This is not the Democratic Party of 1980. This is people with really, really radical views out of the mainstream are being so pushy that they're pushing any moderates in the Democratic Party out. I mean, try to say that, oh, I'm pro-life and I'm a Democrat. That was easy to do 20 years ago. Plenty of friends of mine identified as Democrats, and they were strongly pro-life. Try it now. See what happens. We're living in a time where we have to speak up. And I want to say to people, again, we're doing a fundraise for Alliance Defending Freedom. If you want to or can, I'm asking you, if you don't want to give to this, give to something else. But please, folks, put your money where your mouth is. If we don't step up right now and defend against this stuff, it's just awful and it's ridiculous and it's destroying America. So you can go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. If you'd rather call, I've got a phone number for you. It is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. And, you know, Matt, I know that there are people out there thinking, oh, Eric, this is fear-mongering. I don't know what to say, you know, because the last thing I would ever want to do is, you know, play to people's emotions in that way. But I think that this is – it's such a serious issue. And we often just think, like, well, everything will be fine. But everything won't be fine and everything is not fine. If it weren't for you and the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom doing the hard work of taking these cases on for free and defending them, these people would be hung out to dry. Pasha Thomas, you've just described, I mean, nobody is standing up for her. And the whole school system is telling her, hey, you can go jump in a lake, Pasha Thomas. Like, we don't really care what happened to you. I mean, that's effectively where we are.
Yeah, and it is tragic because there are victims of these dangerous government policies you've been talking about. And now we've you know, seen this happen to a young 5-year-old girl as a result of all this. This was avoidable had the school district recognized the dangers of this policy, had there been people on the school board saying, wait a second, should we be adopting this policy? But it's taken courageous people like Pasha and her daughter to take a stand and say, we're not going to be silent on this. We're going to take a stand for our rights because it impacts not just Pasha and her daughter, not just even the kids in Decatur, but across the country as more and more school districts are adopting these dangerous policies.
Well, I also just want to say how you know, going to the restroom, it ought to be a place of safety, especially for young women. And the idea that somebody can go into a place like that and have a physically strong male, whether it's the same age or older, but attack them or something like that shouldn't even be possible. And of course, here, you know, it's a situation we don't know the details, but it seems that it could be so much worse than what's been described here. I mean, here you have a 5-year-old and a 5 or 6-year-old, but little boys can be strong. But the point is, once you talk about this general principle and you think about teenage kids, and it's just a nightmare waiting to happen. And unless reason prevails and unless cool minds prevail in courts of law and we have folks like the Alliance Defending Freedom defending these ideas, You know what's happening, folks. I'm going to tell you again, please. We're doing a fundraiser with Alliance Defending Freedom. So just go to my website. It's metaxastalk.com, and you can give there. You see a banner. If you'd prefer to call, you can call 800-556-2770. Now, every penny you give will be doubled. We have a matching grant. That's important, okay? So if you give $100, it's like giving $200. But to trigger the other 100, you need to give 100. So 1-800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or just go to metaxastalk.com. Thank you. We need your help.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
The Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to Matt Sharp with the Alliance Defending Freedom, Senior Counsel, Director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy at the Alliance Defending Freedom. And the Alliance Defending Freedom defends religious liberty across America for free. So if you get stuck or a friend of yours gets stuck, they step up. They can argue all the way to the Supreme Court, as they've done many times. And if they don't do it, who will? So I just want to make everybody be aware of the work of the Alliance Defending Freedom to say they need your help right now. You can go to metaxastalk.com and you can give right there, or there's a phone number. Now, Matt, you know, I just want to say that a few years ago, I would hear people bring up cases like this, like the case of Jack Phillips. And I would kind of roll my eyes and say, oh, you know, there's people always, they're always complaining about these kind of fringe, these crazy stories. And the time has passed, and I think to myself, you know, I've met Jack Phillips. I've met the bakers, the photographers who practically lost their business because all they did was say, we're Christians. We cannot participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony. It goes against our values, against our religion. And those people are told, hey, shut up, do as you're told, or we will sue your rear end, you know, all the way back to zero. You will lose everything. Now, when I really understand this, I think this is the definition of un-American. In America, you're supposed to have choices. And right now, people like that are being told, you better do this or you'll lose everything. Now, I want to go back to Jack Phillips. Tell us the story about Jack Phillips, and then I want to talk about the new case that Jack Phillips has.
Yeah. So Jack Phillips is a cake artist and does incredible designs on a variety of things, but he's always operated consistent with certain views. There's certain cakes he won't design, he won't utilize his artistic talents for. And so things like celebrating Halloween, that he doesn't like the, you know, devil imagery and all of that stuff, or cakes that are denigrating the American flag or mocking any group of people. Well, he was approached by a couple that asked him to do a cake celebrating their same-sex union. And Jack politely declined and said, you know, I can't use my artistic designs to create a cake that celebrates something that I think violates God's plans for marriage. And as a result, he was sued by this couple in the state of Colorado and fought all the way to the Supreme Court, losing it every step of the way. And we were able to represent him free of charge and gets to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, no, Colorado, you cannot have hostility towards Jack's beliefs. He's entitled to those, and your efforts to denigrate those and punish him for those is unacceptable. And so that's where it ended up. That's what we thought was the end of the story, was that Jack was going to be vindicated in his right to work and create art consistent with his beliefs.
Right. So that's step one, right? So I've met Jack, and, you know, he's like the definition of a normal guy. He's got a business. Yeah. And, you know, this ugly moment in history found him, went looking for him. And so suddenly he becomes a plaintiff. His name is all over the place. And he's portrayed as a bigot. And you think, he's no more bigoted than most Americans. Most Americans have a view that marriage is for men and women. And it might be legal in America to be married, to have same-sex marriage. But it doesn't mean that most people are going to say, well, because it's legal, and I now think it's great. Most people don't think it's great, and it's their right to think it's not great. And so right now we're dealing with a kind of bullying that's happening with people like Jack. But in any case, you guys take it to the Supreme Court, you fight, and he wins the case, which to me is like it is the definition of open and shut case. This is nothing, you know, crazy here. But after you win the case, somebody comes back, and now the people who come back, they're very nasty, and they say, you know what, we're not going to leave Jack Phillips alone. We're going to torture him with another case, a really nasty case. So tell us about that.
The same day the Supreme Court agreed to hear Jack's case, a local attorney in Colorado who is very LGBT activist oriented gets in touch with Jack's shop and says, I want a cake that's blue on the outside and pink on the inside because it's going to be my gender identity reveal cake, that this attorney was going to announce to the world that he now identifies as a woman. Unfortunately, there was also some other requests that contained sexually explicit material and one that had like an image of the devil on the top. And all of these, Jack politely declined. And
said, okay, look, now, hang on, because you're young and polite, but people need to hear this. People need to hear this. Jack was asked by this LGBT activist attorney to bake a cake. It wasn't just a gender reveal cake. It was a cake with a pornographic image of a devil and something really disgusting that I will not mention on this air on the cake. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, is somebody demanding that a sick person or a wonderful American? I mean, what does it sound like to you? This sounds to me and most Americans like somebody's looking for trouble, like somebody wants to do something evil, even though they pretend that it's for civil rights. It features an image of the devil doing a really foul pornographic thing. That is what we're talking about. You need to know, folks, that is what we're dealing with right now. That is what the Alliance Defending Freedom is dealing with. We'll be right back and continue this conversation. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long,
great,
but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. They've been in business over 20 years with over 20 million blinds sold. Go to Blinds.com and see tons of customer photos to get inspired. Because now through October 9th is the Blinds.com Columbus Day sale. Save up to 50% site-wide with promo code SHUTTERS, but only until October 9th. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses, or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, hey, folks. That's the great Larry Norman. This is Eric Metaxas, and we're talking with Matt Sharp of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, Matt, I was saying that I want to mention this so folks understand, because typically we don't mention this. What Jack Phillips was asked to do was disgusting. It was pornographic is like a really sweet word to describe what this is. This was absolutely foul, sexual on a level that I wouldn't even dare try to explain it on the air because it was disgusting. And it involved Satan, right? Just in case anybody's wondering where these people are coming from, right? So this is what we're dealing with right now. And so this man has to go to court. Otherwise, he's going to be forced to bake this. I mean, it's just, if every American is not outraged, I want to say to you, where do your allegiances lie? We're in an existential battle for the soul of this country. If you cannot stand with a man like this now, what have we become as a nation? What have we become as a nation? We once believed in civil rights for African Americans. That was a noble battle. And the African Americans, when you think of Dr. King, the way he fought that battle, he would never dream of anything vile like this. Rosa Parks was a woman of tremendous Christian dignity. Jackie Robinson was a man of tremendous Christian dignity. It's why we went along with what they said. They shone a mirror, a light on us, and we looked at ourselves in a new light, and we said, you know what? They're right. We need to change the way we think as a country. We need to change our laws. What we're talking about right now is as far from that as you can imagine. It is absolute foulness, absurdity. It's playing games with people. Obviously, Jack Phillips is not really meant to bake this cake. These people are looking for trouble. The Alliance Defending Freedom has to step in and defend this. And I just want to say to folks, you need to understand this is an existential battle for the soul of this country. We need to vote. We need to take action. It's not okay that people are having to defend themselves against this kind of vileness. This should have been thrown out. I mean, nobody should have to take this seriously. But right now, Jack Phillips and others have to take this seriously, and the Alliance Defending Freedom has to defend them. I mean, Matt, this is a really crazy case, is it not?
It absolutely is. And I think the icing on the cake, so to speak, was when the Civil Rights Commission that had just lost at the Supreme Court used Jack's case against him and said, oh, we're going to cite your own case to find probable cause against you again. And it just shows the hostility that this commission, that the state of Colorado has towards Jack and his beliefs. This isn't about letting him continue to operate his business and serve everybody, but give him the freedom to decline certain cakes. This is saying, we hate your beliefs and we're going to punish you as long as you continue to hold those and try and operate your business consistent with them.
Well, again, I think that your average American really would rather ignore this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, folks, when we were fighting the Civil War, when we were fighting the Revolution, there are always people that want to kind of ignore the fight. But sometimes you have to fight. And if you don't fight, you'll be held responsible for not fighting when you were needed. This is a real battle, folks, that we're going through right now. And I just want to say that this is a battle for everybody. This is not us against them. God forbid. The people on the wrong side of this battle are fighting against themselves. These are crazy people who need to be protected from themselves. The very idea that they might get away with this kind of deeply cynical behavior toward their fellow Americans, it's just not right. But we have to stand up. So the least we can do, as I said, is vote. Please vote, folks. Vote your values. Get serious. So many people have such excuses. Please, if you don't vote, don't ever complain again. And I want to say, if you can give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, I don't know anybody that is doing this kind of work right now. So I want to say go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. Every penny you give will be doubled. Please give what you can. This is it, folks. This is why God gives us money and energy is to use them for his purposes. And right now, this is something, this is a battle we need to fight. It's tremendous because they will come for you eventually. You know, if everybody just looks the other way, eventually they're going to come for you and they're going to ask you to do something that violates your values. And you're going to say, where do I turn? Well, I'd like to think you could turn to the Alliance Defending Freedom. So the number, in case you don't have a website, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If that's difficult, you can call 1-800-556-2770, 1-800-556-2770, 1-800-556-2770. Matt Sharp, what else are we looking at? What other cases are out there right now? Because this seems to be never ending.
That's right. I think one of the other big issues we've been working on dealing with adoption and foster care providers. So we have a crisis in our country with 400,000 kids in the adoption foster care system, about 100,000 kids eligible for adoption. And we need organizations out there recruiting families, training them, helping to connect kids with forever homes. But this same effort to punish faith-based organizations, just the same hostility we saw towards Jack, we're now seeing towards these agencies. And so in Philadelphia, in Massachusetts, in Illinois, and other places, faith-based agencies have been shut down, run out of business, simply because they want to operate consistent with their view about the best environment to raise a kid, that every child deserves a mother and a father. And so at the same time, for example, in Philadelphia, that the city was saying, we desperately need more foster care parents. Just a few days later, they were shutting down Catholic Social Services because they didn't like Catholic Social Services' views about marriage. And this, again, shows this ongoing hostility and the impact it's having on kids, that they're being denied of organizations out there working to find them homes. They're being denied of these families that would have been recruited, all because this effort to push an ideology and for the government to punish those that don't like, that they don't like their beliefs.
I have to say, if this doesn't make you mad, folks, if this doesn't make you mad, I just assume you're not listening, because this is horrendous. And the only good news, and that's why I'm here, folks, I'm not here to complain, is to say you can do something about it. One of the things you can do, and I hope you will do, is give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. It doesn't matter what you give. Give something. We've got to help them do what they do. You can go to the website, metaxastalk.com. You can see the banner. Every penny you give will be doubled. There's a matching grant, which is terrific. Or you can call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Ohio Players. Yeah, wow. I'm talking to Matt Sharp with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and we're talking about religious liberty under attack in America. I never want to be an alarmist. I never want to be stoking people's fears. But there's a time when we need to look at something that we want to avoid. Right now, religious liberty is under attack in America. And if you don't understand it, we will keep trying to explain it so you understand what it means. It means that if there's any time that you have a value, let's call it a religious value, that you say, I feel uncomfortable with this or I feel uncomfortable with that. The government is increasingly saying, oh, we don't really care how you feel about your little religion. Shut up and do X, Y, or Z. Now, I got to say, in the United States of America, traditionally, we have had religious liberty. The government cannot tell you what you can do or must do. We have freedom in America, but religious liberty is increasingly under attack. That is, unfortunately, the fact of life right now in the United States. And if you don't step up and do something about it, you have nobody to complain to, folks. I really think that a lot of times we think that if we scream at the TV or we post something on social media, that takes care of it. It doesn't. You have to do more. You certainly have to vote. I hope you'll vote, whoever's listening. And I hope you'll give your time and your money to organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom, just because they're out there doing this, but they need your help. It really couldn't be more urgent. Matt, you were talking about this issue of adoption. So many adoption services, like Catholic social services, are being told by the government, you can't place kids for adoption anymore because you Catholics are bigoted against gay couples and you don't want gay couples to adopt. Therefore, we're not going to allow you to do any adoption. Now, that seems punitive and really harmful to children.
It absolutely is. Perfect example is in Illinois. So a few years ago, the state decided it was going to cut all ties with any faith-based agencies that held to a traditional view of marriage. And as a result, somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 kids that were served by those providers, by those faith-based agencies, had their lives disrupted, had to find new organizations to work with, and families had to get shuffled around and stuff. How is that good? How is it to take 2,000 to 3,000 kids that are already going through a lot of the difficulties of being in a foster home and you know what happened with their birth parents and a lot of times there's drugs and other issues involved that resulted in them being taken out of their homes. And yet Illinois thinks it's a good idea to say, well, we're going to cause more disruption in your life because we don't like the views of a handful of faith-based agencies in our state.
Well,
is not keeping kids first.
No, of course. And it reminds me of the story of Solomon and the baby where, you know, the one woman stole the baby and the other woman said, no, it's my baby. And he said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll cut the baby in half and we'll give half to each of you. OK. And of course, the woman who really loved the baby says, no, don't do that. She can have the baby. That's how you know who the real mother is. And in this case, if you want to know who loves kids, all you need to do is look at this story. Folks, we're out of time. Matt Sharp, thank you for your time. We've got to do more interviews like this. Folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com, please. This is so important. Please, folks, this is the issue of our time. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, please. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.